fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver.
Boy! Young Jimmy Heath couldn't remember who had struck the first blow. He'd been standing at the bar in the Longhorn Saloon when Phil Wheeler, Lop Kelly, and a crowd of Diamond T cowhands pushed their way through the batwing doors.
Here he is, Phil.
Yeah. Listen, Heath.
You talking to me?
My pa's told you this before. Now I'm telling you. Stay away from the Diamond T and from my cousin Laura.
I go where I want to and see who I please.
Not anymore, you don't.
Work him over, boys.
Come on, hold
up. Dang it up on me.
You dirty
guy. Use one of them bottles.
Yeah.
That did it. Nothing like an empty beer bottle. What'll we do with them, Phil?
There's a mud puddle out in front just about his size.
Sure.
Some of you Jaspers, give me a lift here.
Now. One. Two.
Back to the bar, boys. The drinks are on me.
All right, boys. Come on. Here. Someone's hit you plenty hard. Here, let me help you.
Yeah, thanks, mister. Redskin. Where'd you come from?
Me, Tonto. Me see what happened.
Somebody hit me with a bottle. My head...
You know name of that big fella make fight?
Sure I know. Phil Wheeler's a blood brother to every coyote in Texas. Why?
Well, Tonto think maybe me see him before.
If you live around here, you see him too much. And his old man, Mace Wheeler, owned the Diamond T.
Wheeler not name that him give...
Jimmy Heath! What Grandpa
Ives. Hello, Gramp.
Say, you must be mighty anxious to take a bath. Picking a mud puddle on Main Street at this time of night.
Phil Wheeler and his cutthroats ganged up on me in the long...
Diamond T poison, huh? I thought I heard them critters ride past my stable a few minutes ago. Who's your friend?
You mean the Redskin? I don't know. Pulled me out of this puddle. And... What's your name, Indian? I want to thank you for what you did.
Oh, me, Tonto. Me go now.
Wait, I... He's gone. Guess there's no way to figure a Redskin.
No, the first thing you better figure on is some dry clothes and a clean shirt.
That can wait till I've gone back in there and beat Phil Wheeler to a pulp. I'm going to show
him. Wait a minute. He's got his crew with him. You won't stand a chance. They'll pistol whip you.
I'm packing some hardware, too. The sled they want, I'll give it to them.
Odds are 10-1? Wait till you got a fighting chance. Now, come on down to livery stable. I'll loan you some clean clothes, and you can put iodine on your busted head.
Well, I... Oh. All right.
Now, what excuse did that no-good Wheeler use for jumping you?
Told me to stay away from Laura.
You mean his cousin, that old man Wheeler's niece?
Mace Wheeler's not really her uncle. Just through marriage.
If I was a girl, I'd figure even that was too close.
I've told her the same thing before. I'm going to tell her again tonight.
You're not riding out the Diamond Tee tonight.
Why not? I'm not scared of Mace Wheeler. Laura's the one I'm calling on. It's a mighty important call, too.
You better keep your eyes peeled, Jimmy. They're a tricky outfit. Now, Laura's a mighty fine girl, but she's got a rattlesnake for an uncle.
I've been stomping on rattlers all my life, Grant.
Not two-legged ones. Well, here's a stable. If you're dead set on going courting tonight, you'll find some clean clothes back in the washroom. I'll saddle your horse for you.
Thanks, Gramp. I'll be ready to ride inside of 30 minutes.
In the meantime, Tonto had reined up his horse at the Lone Ranger's well-hidden camp not far from town.
Oh, Scott, ho, fella, ho, ho, fella, ho.
Any luck, Tonto? Are you able to find out whether it was him?
Kemosabe, me see him. See fella we hunt long time.
You mean the Pecos kid?
Him not use that name now. Me see fight in saloon. Young fella, Jimmy Heath, get hurt. Man who hit him called Phil Wheeler.
And Phil Wheeler's the one who looks like the Pecos kid. Are you sure of it?
Me hear him and Uncle own Diamond Tee Ranch.
Uncle? That doesn't make sense unless I... Here, Silver.
You ride to town, see him?
No, Tonto. If the man we think is a Pecos kid owns half the Diamond Tee Ranch, that's where we're heading, steady.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Tonto.
It was less than an hour later when Laura Wheeler, returning from an early evening ride, stabled her mare and walked toward the Diamond Tee Ranch house.
Got a lamp burning in the whole house. Uncle Mays? Uncle Mays? Must be down at the cook shack. I'll make a light. Now I can...
I beg your pardon?
Oh, masked, an outlaw.
Please don't be frightened. I'm not an outlaw, and I'm just as surprised as you are. I expected your uncle or a man named Phil Wheeler.
Cousin Phil? I think he rode into town this afternoon. I don't know where Uncle Mays is.
Then if you have no objections, I'll wait.
I suppose not. You're no different than the other night riders who sneak in here to see my uncle.
That's so?
You ought to know. You're one of them, aren't you?
Not necessarily.
I wish Dad and Mother were still alive. I wouldn't be living here among outlaws.
Evidently, you don't approve of some of your uncle's friends. Why don't you leave?
I have to stay here, whether I approve or not. Uncle Mace and Phil are my only living relatives.
I see. You have a family album in the house?
A what?
A picture album. Pictures of your father, mother, uncles, cousins, and
I have one in my room upstairs. Why?
I'd like to see it if I... Who's that?
Sounds like Uncle Mace. Aren't you waiting for him?
No. Since I've heard of his numerous friends, I've decided to postpone the meeting.
I'll tell him...
Before you tell him anything, here, take this.
What is it?
A piece of paper with two pictures on it. Compare them with your picture album. You may not want to tell your uncle about me.
What do you mean?
I'll use the back door. That's the way I came in.
I don't understand.
Whatever decision you make, I'll try to help you. Where's Phil, Laura?
I haven't seen him, Uncle Mace. Didn't he ride into town?
How do I know?
One, two,
get him off. Come.
Who's that? Has anyone been here this evening?
No, I haven't seen anyone.
Where are you going?
I just outside for a walk.
House is all dark. It's funny. Laura's generally... Steady. Maybe she's on the porch.
Jimmy!
But Laura, where'd you come from?
I've been waiting for you behind those trees.
Well, what's the idea?
Uncle Mace will hear you. He's sitting up there on the porch.
Well, what do I care? Your uncle or your cousin Phil don't mean...
Please, Jimmy.
All right. But you know why I'm out here, Laura. Tonight's the night you said you'd give me an answer about us. I mean about getting married.
I know I did, Jimmy, but when
What's the matter?
I need more time. Uncle Mace doesn't like you.
You mean to say you're going to let that crooked old buzzard tell you what to do?
No, it's something that just happened. I haven't had time to... You see, Uncle Mace may have left the porch.
That's a good guess, Laura.
Uncle Mace!
Mace Wheeler, I thought I knew all your tricks. But sneaking up on a private conversation is a new one.
I don't want any small-time cattle rustlers on my place. So get off pronto.
I'm not ready to leave.
Well, I'll straddle that bronc and ride.
Pulling a gun on me, huh? Laura, let's both get out of here.
No, Jimmy. I think Uncle Mace is right. You'd better leave.
What?
There's a dance at the schoolhouse tomorrow night. I'll see you there.
But
and
Laura,
then...
I don't understand.
Leave.
You heard what she said. Move.
I don't understand, Laura. How you could... Well, all right. Steady.
See you at the dance, Jimmy.
I don't know. I'm going to head for my shack. Do some thinking. Get up. Well, what's this?
Hi, Jimmy. We rode out to see you. You weren't home. We just waited.
So I see. Quite a little surprise party. Hello, Jack. Shorty, Curly.
Hello, Jimmy.
Well, Ed, what's the reason for all this?
Some of us were in the Longhorn tonight when you had that scrap with Phil Wheeler and the Diamond T crew.
Yeah? Thanks for helping me out.
Now listen, Jimmy. You've got a small spread here in the valley, just like the rest of us. I mean, you used to be like the rest of us.
How do you figure?
Well, up until 5 years ago, when Mace Wheeler moved in here with his big herd of stock, he took things over.
Nobody knows that better than I do.
You were all for us little fellas sticking together and fighting him until his niece come to live with her Uncle Mace. Then you changed your mind.
No, I didn't.
There's been a lot of fences cut. Plenty of beef missing lately. Wheeler blames us.
I think it's his own outfit, the Diamond T, that's doing the rustling.
Well, so do we. But we got to take it easy if we can prove something on Wheeler. He's powerful.
I don't understand what all this has to do with...
Get wise to yourself, Jimmy. Don't lose your head over a petticoat like Law Wheeler. Make her uncle mad? He's liable to crack down on us before we get a chance to beat him.
Who are you with, us or him?
Oh. That's the way you've got it figured, huh?
Plain as the nose on your face. Now drop her, Jimmy, and come back on our side of the fence.
Come on, Jim.
Maybe I will.
What do you mean, maybe?
I'll let you know tomorrow night, after the schoolhouse dance.
Leave the horses here, Tonto, back at the livery stable.
Where we go now, Kimasabi?
There's a dance over at the schoolhouse, and I'm sure Laura Wheeler is there. I want you to take a message to her.
Laura!
Jimmy, thank goodness you're here.
I just came in. Before you say anything, I want to ask one question. Will you marry me?
Oh, of course. I'll be proud to, Jimmy. But there's something I've got to tell you. Last night, before you came out to the ranch, I met a masked man who told me...
I thought Phil made it pretty plain he didn't want you to see Miss Laura.
Lot Kelly, you and Phil mind your own business.
I ain't so sure any of the boys caught in the idea of a cheap cattle rustler coming to our dance. Get out, Heath, and them's orders.
With a gun, huh? Where's Phil Wheeler?
Outside. You want to argue about it?
The showdown's exactly what I want. Wait for me, Laura.
No, Jimmy. Don't go. Can't you see what
that... This way, Heath. I'm right over here.
Come out in the light, you sneaking coyote.
Get your gun, boy. Let him have it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. When he left the schoolhouse where a dance was in progress, Jimmy Heath expected to meet Phil Wheeler alone. Instead of that, he discovered he'd walked into a trap. Guns blazed at him from both sides of the street.
So that's it. Me against every gunslinger on the Diamond T payroll.
There we go! Sneak him between those two buildings! Riddle him!
That's all I wanted to know. Where you were.
He got Phil! Head him off, boys!
They're all around me. Cramp was right. Bucking the Diamond T is too much for me. What? Who's that?
In here quick. It's an empty feed store. There are a dozen men coming from the other end of the street. We'd be caught in the middle out there.
Yeah, but... Mask. What's the idea? Who are you?
I'm trying to help Laura and turn Mace Wheeler over to the law.
That's good enough for me. Say, come to think of it, Laura was just starting to tell me something about a mask.
I wanted to wait until he had his whole gang together, but I didn't expect it to come this soon.
Guess I'm responsible for that. Phil Wheeler pushed me into a gun trap.
Yes, I saw what happened.
Kimasabi, plenty men come from both sides. Them search plenty good.
Indian. Wait, you're the same one who helped me. Say, I can't figure this out.
Can we use the back door, Tonto?
Oh, it's not good. Me hear fellows come that way.
They've got us boxed in. But it's me they want. There's no reason for you and the rest to get...
No, the three of us can't stand off 50 guns.
Looks like we'll have to. There's no way out. They're coming from the front, back, both sides.
Yes, there's one way. That skylight in the roof. See it?
Yeah. But how'll we ever make it?
There are some empty boxes back there. You and Tonto pile them up under the skylight. Hurry. I'll try to hold them off.
Yeah. Come on, Tonto.
Here come.
There we go. I'll break this window and draw their fire and tilt.
Hey, you hear that? He's in the empty feed store. Drill him!
Otto, Jimmy, how are you making out?
We've got the boxes stacked all right. Now you're going to hold off those buzzards.
Go ahead, climb up. I'll follow you. Hey, that'll just stop them for a minute or two. Where are you, Tonto?
We on the roof.
Good, I'm coming up.
Here, take hands.
Thanks.
Where do we go from here?
In the livery stable directly in line with these buildings at the end of the street.
Yeah. You mean we're going to
take some pretty broad roof hopping, but it's our only way out. Listen. See what I mean? Now we can be thankful these buildings are not too far apart. They all have flat roofs. Come on. Isn't this the roof of this table?
I think so.
And the man who runs it, a friend of yours?
Sure. Old Grandpa Ives.
Good. Our horses are in the alley right behind us. Huddle, I'll leave you here.
You mean after all this, those gunslingers are going to tree me?
Not if we can lead them away, and I think we can. Quick, give Tonto your hat.
Sure. I don't see what for.
Can't go any further. We got
him. Lie flat here on the roof. As soon as we lead them off, sneak down into the haymow. We'll come back later. Now, do you understand?
I guess so.
Good. Put on that hat, Tonto, and come on. Silver and Scout are still waiting. We'll have to jump and run for it. Ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
Come on.
Look!
Steady, big fella.
I got a man inside him. They're getting away.
Come on, Silver. Come up, Scout.
Just wait up. Sponge your bronc.
Faster, Silver. Get him on, Scout.
Early the following morning at the Diamond T Ranch House, Lot Kelly made a report to his boss.
They got away from us, Mace. Me and the boys trailed Heath and that mass critter clear to the South Canyon. Then it started to rain, the sign washed out.
Ah, 20 men. And you let a kid outride you.
There were two of them. Heath and his outlaw pie.
What do I care? I want him found. He killed a kid. I mean, Phil, didn't he?
Sure, Mace, that was tough.
You and the crew fan every foot of this range. And spread the word around town. I'll pay $1,000 cash for Jimmy Heath, dead or alive.
$1,000? Well, I didn't figure he was that important.
Maybe he is, maybe not. I can't afford to take a chance. He's the only one of those two-bit ranchers in the valley who ever got cocky.
What do you care? You run the law and everything else around here.
Ever hear of a United States Marshal? They move in on anybody's territory, any time. I don't want any complaints to leak out.
Oh, I get you.
And get a move on. Right back to town. Morning, Laura.
Good morning, Uncle May.
Up kind of early, ain't you?
I have some errands to do in town.
Guess you heard about Jimmy Heath killing your cousin Phil last night.
I was there. Jimmy shot in self-defense.
Maybe the law won't figure that way when they catch him.
Considering the fact that the sheriff is on your payroll, Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I hope Jimmy Heath's a million miles from here.
You won't be so snippy when you see him dangling at the end of a rope. Help Miss Wheeler saddle her horse.
Yeah, sure.
Never mind. I'll do it myself.
Oh, it's no trouble.
Very well, if you insist. Come on.
What? You still here? I thought I told you to head for town.
It's helping Miss Laura saddle her mare.
Women are funny critters, ain't they, Mace?
What do you mean?
Well, kind of sentimental-like. You know that bundle she was carrying? Probably some clothes she was taking.
No. It was a book. She dropped it out in the stable, and I picked it up for her. Said she had to take the family picture album into town because...
What? Picture album?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong, Mace? You gone local?
You let her right away from here with the... You dumb galoot?
Why, I thought...
If she's wise to... We've got to stop her now, before she reaches town. Come on.
Man's ideal work, Gramp?
I don't know, Jimmy. With everybody in town gunning for you, it's about the only way we can get you out. Now go ahead, climb in the coach. I've got the side curtains up on account of the rain.
Lucky thing for me, you make this run at the same time every week. Nobody will suspect you're carrying a passenger.
I hope not. I gotta make one stop at the post office and pick up a mail sack. Then we'll head for the county seat. All set?
Yeah. The masked man and Tonto said they'd meet us near Benton Canyon.
If we get that far...
Get up! Get up, that boy! Come on!
To do. Can't waste time looking for people.
One of Mace Wheeler's cowhands
is still here. Grandpa, wait for me.
Laura Wheeler.
I want to ride to the county seat. You can take a passenger, can't you?
Well, I...
You can take a passenger. He's driving an empty coach. I'll open the door for you.
Jumper Junior, hope he don't open it too far.
All right, go ahead.
Get up, you critters. Let's roll. Get up, everyone. Come on.
Laura.
Jimmy.
I thought you were back.
Oh, thank heaven you're safe. Everybody's looking for you.
I know. The man who wears a black mask saved me from your uncle's gunslingers last night.
I heard all about it. Where have you been hiding?
In Grandpa Ives' livery stable. Then early this morning, the outlaw and his Indian friend came back and thought of this idea so I could get out of town.
I wonder if he is an outlaw, Jimmy. He doesn't talk like one.
How do you know?
He was at the ranch last night before you came. He gave me a piece of paper with two photographs on it. I'm sorry I had to pretend, but I didn't know the truth then.
What do you mean?
That Mace Wheeler really isn't my uncle. Look at this.
What? It's a reward notice from the sheriff at El Paso, Texas. Wanted for armed robbery and murder, Mace Marlowe and the Pecos Kid. Well, Laura, these are pictures
the
of your...
two men I thought were my uncle and cousin.
Well, I can't understand how you...
I've been suspicious ever since I came up here to live with them. 5 years ago, Mother received a letter from Uncle Mace. It said he and his son were driving a trail herd up here from Texas. Mother knew she was dying, so she made me promise to go and live with an uncle I'd never seen.
Those dirty murdering skunks. They must have done away with your kinfolks and stolen the Diamond Tea herd.
I know they did. This proves it. And I've got the album where they tore out real pictures and put some like these in their place.
I wonder how that gent with the mask figured it out.
I don't know. I just kept praying that none of the Diamond Tea cowpunchers would find you. Now we can show all this to United States Marshal in the county seat.
Listen,
and then...
I hear some saddle horses coming up.
Must be the masked man and Tonto. They said they'd meet the coach.
Coach should have been along here by this time, Tonto.
Are you sure you can trust the old gent who's driving it?
He's a friend of Jimmy Heath, Marshal. I think we can.
He must have it. Look, on trail ahead. Coach stop. And plenty men with guns.
It's a holdup.
Yes, you're right. Come on, Silver.
Get out there.
Out.
Hold on. Hey, look, it's the outlaw.
Off your hands.
You're under arrest, all of you.
Open up. Let him have it.
Drop those guns or we'll shoot to kill.
Yep. Which one of these is Wheeler?
Right over there. His real name is Marlowe. Partner of the Pecos Kid.
Good. And you say the kid is dead?
I shot him last night. It was in self-defense.
It's the truth. I was
Don't
there.
Don't worry, miss. The law will thank him for doing it.
You can handle the situation now, can't you, Marshal?
Sure, thanks to you.
Good. Ready, Tonto? Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
How are you, Graham? Didn't stop any of that lead, did you?
No, just got nicked a couple of times, that's all.
Well, honey, looks like the new boss of the Diamond T is a girl named Laura.
You're wrong, Jimmy. The new boss of the Diamond T is Laura's husband.
Darling.
Oh, Jimmy.
Say, excuse me for interrupting, but I'd like to ask a question.
What is it, Graham?
Will somebody tell me who he is? That gent with the mask?
Sure, Grant. I thought you knew. He's the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.